Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the second hour of our Academy Awards and Oscar edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be, or actually, the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Online, and that will click you. That will set you up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. So go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. All righty, I guess I can hot start talking because we were able to shake the trees and we found Eileen. So it is time to check in with one of our favorite ways to help animals around the world, and that would be Help Animals India. And joining us, as always, chief cook and bottle washer, founder, and all that good stuff, Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Martha. We're here.
All
We
righty.
had trouble
So,
getting through this morning.
yeah, I'm glad we got you on here because I know you've got some big event you're headed off to today, aren't you?
Yeah, so we're gonna stop talking at 10:30 instead of 10:40. So
Yeah,
there you
and
go.
just so you know, Nathan and I shuffled things around, so we are not going to take an ad break during your time with us here in this first half hour. We're just going to spend it with you, talk about Help Animals India, and then we'll catch up with our advertisers after we let you go off to your
Okay,
big
thank
event.
you.
All righty. So, tell us what's going on. Well, that's before, in case somebody's just tuning channels. I know I almost every week I hear from someone that says, "Huh, gosh, I just found you." So tell us, what is Help Animals India all about?
Okay, well, Help Animals India is a nonprofit located not far from the Animal World office here in Washington State. And we give a grants, training, and advice to groups in Nepal and India, mostly India. And we're working now almost 20 years, and we've made a big difference in the amount of suffering street animals you might see when you visit the vibrant and busy and chaotic and beautiful country of India.
Yeah, and
So,
it's amazing. They don't, you know, we think of often think of life as it is for us and here in this country, and you know, pretty much, you know, domestically we have our dogs and cats, but boy, it's a whole different world in India. I mean, different country, different culture, and I was always shocked every month of talking to Eileen because she said something like 33 million street dogs. Do you think there's been any dent in that? And
well,
then the
we just had our supporter visit one of our main projects, and that's what we put in our last email newsletter. And she was there about 6 years ago, and then she's there now, and she says, "Wow, the dogs are looking so much better, and there's less dogs on the street, and you know, seeing the run over puppies. So we're really making a difference." That said, it's still challenging because I just, people have their community dogs and they still bark, and not everyone likes to see them around. But we're working, as hard as we can, so that at least there's less of them, and the rabies problem is starting to go away. We have to vaccinate all the dogs and revaccinate them. So, that's a lot of work because, all hell breaks loose if there's a human rabies case, and it still does happen. So,
Yeah, that's one of the diseases that, you know, is transferable to humans. And it's very serious, because it's fatal.
terrible, terrible disease. And just the other day, I heard about someone. I'll never go to India because of all the violence towards the animals. Well, guess what? In a village, there was a dog that was aggressive, and there was no animal welfare organization to call. So someone went out, you know, I'm sorry to say, with a stick and beat the dog to death.
Oh, my
gosh. He doesn't want, you know, his family to be bit, you know, and possibly get rabies. He didn't know why the dog was aggressive. Maybe it had. They are still finding, you know, rabid dogs.
Wow.
And so, but anyhow, so we have some news to read. Oh, so we're working on a few grants that I'd like to tell you about.
Absolutely.
But just yesterday, I got the news and that there was a 6.1 earthquake in Kathmandu.
Oh, I'm wow.
Oh, no. You know, just when we're making all this progress. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So a 4.
So a 6. Now is a 6.1. Now, you know, that's not, you know, that can be a huge earthquake some places. It can be a medium one around here. I mean, is that a devastating level of earthquake, or do
you
know yet?
Well, no. We found, well, basically the devastation is on a greater level there than here because the standards of us housing aren't as great, and you know the animal shelters and everything. But I was so upset until I found out everyone's okay.
And yay, okay.
Yeah, so that was great news. So the grants we're working on is in one of the counties in Kathmandu. We're going to do spay-neuter for another 720 dogs.
Wow.
So we're fundraising for that. And it's about $18 per dog in Nepal.
That's what it costs you to be able to get that surgery done?
Yeah, yeah. And they have the teams, they have the dog catchers, they have the facilities. And they keep each dog they keep the females for a couple of days and the males, once they're okay, they get released. And they get an ear notch.
So this sounds like it's similar, Eileen, to what we do with cats over here, a trap, neuter, return.
Right.
So that's kind of that. They're taking is you take the street dogs and you spay and neuter them and then return them to, you know, the neighborhoods they live in.
Yeah, hopefully they have a caretaker or someone that feeds them. Maybe they live outside of a shop. Or, always say picture, a village in Africa. You come up to the village and then the dogs come out barking. Those dogs live outside in that village, outside that village. That, you know, the dogs consider that their home. And the people generally tolerate them. But when you go to these big cities in India, you know, with size skyscrapers, and you see dogs running around, it's a little surprising.
Yeah, in a different situation. And I would imagine in some of those communities where you're describing the street dogs and, you know, something happens and all the dogs come out and bark, well, sometimes that's, you know, as part of the congenial relationship is the dogs protect the group, you know, that they live around.
Right.
So sometimes they're appreciated, but not always.
Yeah, well, just like here, you know, and but you do have people who are afraid of the dogs, and so that's why we have the education workshops. I don't know if you've seen the photos where we go into the schools and also the country schools. I love those photos, very cute. All the kids are sitting on the floor, and there was a big pile of flip-flops right in front. So that's just telling the people, how to interact with the dogs. If they're eating, don't put your hand there. Don't interfere with a mom with pups. And if you do get bit, what to do? You have to, rinse out the wound right away and see a doctor right away. So that's why they're giving the education. And it goes further than that, just teaches about kindness to animals. you know, this is something that has to be learned. It's not, you know,
wonderful. Yeah.
Or taught. And
well, it's kind of what my work when I'm teaching people how to you know raise their dogs. You know, I mean, dogs are monkey see, monkey do models. You know, and copy
right.
behavior.
Then education even out on the street.
Yeah.
You know, handing out flyers in Hindi, in the language, and so people can, you know, give a thought to the dogs, and not just the dogs, some of the other animals, too.
Wonderful. So you've got the, you said you were talking about one grant that is going to, what, spay and neuter, you said 750 street dogs?
Yes. And,
yeah, that's amazing. That ought to make some kind of dent, at least in that area.
Yeah, and then the other places that we help, they're doing spay neuter year-round. So sometimes we do it, you know, like once a year. The other places, they do it. One place in Varanasi, they do a couple hundred dogs every month. And
that, wow.
That's our main project. So, but the other grant that I'm trying to raise money for is a mobile vehicle. Now, so we do supply vehicles. And some of them are just, you know, for picking up one or two dogs or taking them to the vet hospital. And those vehicles cost about $8,000. But then we want to fund a vehicle that's fully equipped, and you can do the surgeries right inside the vehicle. And I saw one of them in my last trip there. I cut the ribbon to it.
Ah, how fun.
And that vehicle costs about $18,000, or fully equipped. So,
okay.
Now, I don't know if you know, in our area we have Posados. They have
I was just thinking about them, because Posado has a vehicle like you're talking about.
Right, but those cost like $100,000. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but that's, so with this vehicle, this is in another part. It's in Northeast India. And this vehicle will be able to go out to the, you know, different areas, and people, you know, bring their dogs right there.
So you said you're fundraising for this grant.
Yeah, I don't have a particular, you know, GoFundMe, or it's just through our website.
So if people want to contribute, they can just go to, what, helpanimalsindia.org and contribute.
Yes,
on
the
website.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, through the donate link, and you know, either PayPal or there's a credit card, or just a check by post. I think the post is okay these days. We always get them. So.
Yeah, and then I'm assuming when people sign up to leave a donation, can they stipulate, well, we want this to go to help with the vehicle you're
sure.
You know, or,
yeah.
Sort of
and,
thing.
You know, we have all the groups we help listed on our website, and people can always stipulate a donation for any of those.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
That they can, and these are all great people that we've known for almost 20 years now, and, you know, we visited many of these places, and these are people that love animals just like we do here, except they happen to be surrounded by them, so, and, you know, they go out of their way to help, so they work very, very hard, and, you know, isn't it the fact that the people who work the hardest for the animals, they don't have time to, you know, fundraise. And you
well,
know,
it's true, because they're busy taking care of the animals.
Yeah, they don't have the easy life, and they're the ones who deserve the most help. So,
all right.
You know, that's what I got motivated.
Wonderful, wonderful. So any other grants you want to tell us about, or did we cover those okay?
Well, the same group that we're helping the buying the vehicle for, we give a cat grant also, and so that's like you know, for 60, we gave it last year for 60 cats. We want to do that again, and that's for the spay neuter. And then they're telling me that they're having panleukopenia there now. A lot of diseases. So
yeah, so panleukopenia, that's the proper name for distemper.
Oh, okay. I
Yeah,
didn't know
yeah.
that. I
Yeah,
thought it was some kind of
panleukopenia is
leukemia.
technically what we call it distemper, but that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So they're
All right.
having so they've got a lot of that going around with the cats right now, did you say?
Yeah. So people, they do love their cats, but they're not really informed about spay neuter, and they think, you know, it's a cruel, it's not natural, and you know, just like going back here, what, you know, long, not that long ago, where it would be hard to convince people, you know, oh, I don't want
well,
to do
every
that
once
to
in
my...
a while, you know, and I live out in the country, it, you know, I still run into that a lot, you know, that people are, and it seems to skew more guys, you know, than gals. They don't want to neuter, you know, cats and that sort of thing, but you know, they live a much, their life is much more challenging, and they live a much shorter life because they're out catting around. So neutering is a really good thing to do.
Right. So we're offering that, so people are afraid of this disease. We're offering free spay neuter if they'll bring in their a free a vaccination. If they'll bring in their cats for spay
Well,
neuter.
and distemper can be just terrible. And I remember when I was a child growing up, you know, I mean, we were vaccinating cats and all of that, but we didn't always get them vaccinated soon enough. Distemper was much more common around than it is now. I think that we have in this country, at least up until now, have been consistently vaccinating our animals, that we've eliminated a lot of the presence of these diseases. But when I was a child, distemper was everywhere. And
Well,
I
a
remember
lot
one
of, you know, India is like when you were a child, you know, it's like 100
Yeah,
years,
yeah. And
not
I
100,
remember
not
my
100
next
years
door
old.
neighbor got a kitten, and it was adorable little kitten, and it was fine one day, dead the next. I mean, a distemper can kill them instantly. It can be a long, ugly disease. It can kill them instantly. So vaccinating is really, really important.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they, you know, when I first went to India, they didn't really understand about quarantine, you know, when you, so we helped, you know, set up quarantine cages, you know, when you got a new rescue, and make sure, you know, before you put them in the shelter. So, you know, that was, so it was a lot of education.
Now, when we were just, you were talking to Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue, and she was saying that when they get in, you know, they just, well, somebody dumped 28 cats in cages next to I-5 somewhere. They just got 14 of them yesterday.
Oh,
So we
my
were talking about what
God.
they do. They immediately screen, you know, they take do a stool specimen for parasites, but they screen for, like, feline leukemia, feline AIDS, that sort of thing. So I'm wondering now, when you're talking about this, are those diseases a problem with the cats in India?
Yeah, I mean, they have everything.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But I do want to tell you just a funny little story, and then
sure.
About our area.
Yeah.
So we live in Lake Forest Park, and there's some, like, semi-wild, not really, but open areas near our house. So
well, there's a lot of
we'll
forest
get
areas,
coyotes.
A lot of trees out in Lake Forest Park.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it's called Lake Forest Park, because it is kind of like a forest.
Yeah, we first moved here, my friend said, is it a lake? Is it a forest? Is it a park? But anyhow, so occasionally we'll hear coyotes in the middle of the night. And God, what god-awful sounds. Did they just have a kill or what? You know, they just start howling away. And they're not even close to the house. So I am the only one of my neighbors who, at 3 a.m. in the morning, I open the window and yell at them and clap, and they shut up. Is it that hard?
So you open the door of the window and yell at the coyotes, and they quiet down when you yell at them? That's amazing.
And I'm not that close to them either, but they hear me. But it's really a horrible sound that they make. My friend runs a project to help coyotes, the Coyote Project. So, you know, that's been a long time coming.
Well, my experience is because I live out in the country too, and there are lots of coyotes out here, and they do get into little howling fests.
I don't
find it unpleasant. And I don't think, Eileen, that it relates to they've made a kill or something. I think it's kind of like they're talking to each other,
right,
singing together.
Yeah. You know, and I also have a noisemaker from New Year's, and that works too.
Sound interruption works very good. And that works for nuisance barking with dogs in your neighborhood. If you make a big loud sound, they'll be quiet. They start barking again,
Tell that to the person whose neighbors are complaining in India about all the barking dogs.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you can use these little mini air horns.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And it's a sound interruption. And what you do, you don't say anything. You just, the barking starts, you blast it. They'll quiet for a while.
It
again.
I'm gonna bark my way out of here.
It'll last a little longer. You blast again, last longer. It rarely takes more than 1 to 3 interruptions before the group will settle and quit barking.
Okay.
So you might be able to pass that sound interrupt technique around, and because it can make a big difference in teaching them to be more quiet.
All right. I hope someone can benefit from that. I got to get going, and thank you so much, Martha.
Do you want to now? Are you going to an animal-related event or something you want to tell us about, or are you just you're out of here?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, have a wonderful time with whatever you're doing, and thank you for all the wonderful work. Folks, if you want to help Eileen and contribute to the great projects and maybe help with the van and all of that, go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. That'll keep you informed about what's going on. And then you can donate, and you can do one time. You can do like me and set up a regular monthly donation. And if I can do it, anybody can figure it out.
Yeah, thank you, Martha. And the dollar is very, very strong right now. Money goes very far in India and Nepal. Thank you so much.
All righty, everybody. So helpanimalsindia.org. And Eileen, have a great, great afternoon. And we will talk to you again. I can't believe it, but the first Sunday of April.
Okay. Have a great
one. All righty.
May everything get better for everybody. Okay.
All righty. God bless, Eileen. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye. All righty then. We didn't find out, Nathan. We didn't get an elephant report.
Oh, the elephants.
But we'll have to assume that means that everything is good with the elephants, and that there haven't been any new arrivals or anything in the sanctuary. But that's the big thing about Help Animals India. They aren't just helping dogs and cats. They got all kinds of other animals over there, too, and elephants are a big thing.
Well, further down the road in the show, we can always check in and see with Beth and Merritt if they know anything about it, too. So it ain't over yet.
Well, no, but I would thinking though the wonderful, if you haven't been to the Help Animals India website, helpanimalsindia.org, go and check out the mechanical elephants that they've developed over there, because one of the biggest issues for the elephants in India is they're considered a spiritual animal, and that's because of the elephant god Ganesh, that's half human and half elephant, as an elephant head. So elephants are quite revered, but they are often kept a single elephant in a temple. And so they don't get to walk the way they're supposed to. They don't get all the things that elephants need. They're loved and well cared for, but they don't get what elephants are supposed to get. And they just keep them at the temples and they do blessings on people and that sort of thing. Well, they've come up with a really cool thing in that they've built these mechanical elephants. And so they're big like an elephant. And they look like a real elephant, and they put all kinds of colors on them and all that sort of stuff. And anyway, it's very, very cool how the system they've come up with, so that the elephants, the real live elephants, can be moved to sanctuary and live out their lives in peace and doing what elephants are supposed to do. And then they can have, the temples can have all their elephant rituals and so forth with these mechanical elephants. And it's just really neat. So go to helpanimalsindia.org and check all that stuff out. Alrighty then, we are going to combine all of our ads for this hour, and we normally take a break in the first half hour and second half hour. Well, to accommodate Eileen and get all our conversation in before she headed off, we skipped our ads. So we're going to just put them all together. Nathan's going to do that, and we will run all our ads after we do that. Chat about everybody for a while, then we will do current events, and then I'm going to fill you in on what I know locally about bird flu and raw cat food and what's going on in the local stores and with the local companies. And I've got a statement, you know, I'll read you some from Natural Pet Pantry. So anyway, educate you with all of that I can. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are well after midway past the midsection of the second hour, this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is our neuroenergetic balancer. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, as I do. And so if you would like to talk to him about working with you or your animal friends, the best way to arrange that is go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and tell him you'd like to talk to him. He'll arrange a phone call. Now, the other thing you can do while you're at his website is you can join his private membership group. It only costs $10. But once you're a member of the membership group, then you'll get his wonderful newsletter once a month. And by the way, it comes out on the first Sunday of the month. And there's a new email or a new newsletter, email newsletter from Dr. Nels this morning. And looks fabulous. It's a second parter on the crow story. That was last month, but I haven't a chance to read it all. I will do that after the show, and of course we'll cover it next week when Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here for our healing show. But that's how you get it. You have to join the membership group to get the newsletter, and then once you're a member of the membership group, then you can take the free classes that Dr. Nels offers on Zoom. So he actually does a class to teach us humans how to do the Rasmussen reset and reset our animals' nervous systems. So we learn to do it ourselves. He also does a class on resetting yourself when you get out of balance. And they're really fabulous classes. And he's creating more classes all the time. But in order to go to the free Zoom classes, you have to join the membership group. So check them out, healingministryforanimals.com. Now, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, then we heard from Natasha. Natasha Venter is our medium communicator, personal awareness coach, and general psychic stuff. And she is with me on the show the third Sunday of every month. And that's when you get to call in for talking with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other and get personal readings and that sort of thing. So mark your calendar for the third Sunday of March. That's the next time Natasha will be back. In the meantime, she has a YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC. The letters I and C for her website is intuitive intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. So our YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, and that's where you can access her podcast. She does a podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m., and you can access those on that YouTube channel. And, of course, she's available for private readings, which you can find out about on her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And you can always just give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty. And then our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest is Jude Ponton. And the Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. So great location, easy access, plenty of parking. And oh, what a blessing it is and a treat to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonics forks and so forth. And her gentle form of chiropractic is absolutely amazing and transforming. And the acutonics, using the acutonics forks on acupressure points, I think is way more powerful than the traditional acupuncture, although Jude can do needles if that's what you want, but I think the acutonics is a lot more powerful. And so I hope you'll check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. Excuse me, and then one more. And that, of course, is me. And I would love to help you and your dog friends. I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. I work with people privately in their homes and help them understand their dogs and solve problems. I've been having a run on puppies. I'm seeing lots of new puppies right now. Apparently, a lot of people are getting new puppies. And I'm seeing lots of doodles. And then some other things thrown in just for fun. But most of what I'm seeing are doodles. These days, I'm going to do a phone evaluation on a puppy this afternoon, but I can't quite tell from the picture what kind of puppy it is, but it's not a doodle. So something different. Anyway, I have perfected a way to kind of only need to see you once and get all your problems under control and a good plan moving forward. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you got issues with your dogs, you know anybody that has problems, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. And so please write down my phone number and give it to anybody who needs help with their dogs. And the number to hand out is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are all caught up. And speaking of that, there's been some stuff going on behind the scenes, and Nathan keeps tuning in and out of Zoom here on me, and I keep seeing another red shirt coming in, and it looks like it's an engineer. So, Nathan, what the heck is going on? What's going on?
We just had an engineer coming in to do some maintenance on some things here, so he was just waiting for me to have a free moment after we came down from the break so I could chat with him.
Okay, so I guess live broadcasts don't mean much to engineers.
Yeah, it means it's always going on. I mean, you got to sometimes step in while things are going on.
Yeah, they got to do what they got to do. So anyway, if it sounds like every once in a while there's a bit of a distraction going on, that's because there is. And the engineer is just busy doing stuff. And remember, they have blinders on when it comes to live shows.
It's kind of like taking an oil change to your car, you know. You just got to sometimes stop in and interrupt your week just to get that taken care of.
Yeah. And hey, I did figure out something on this break. I really had expected Nathan to have to do Sunday chores in the rain because it was supposed to be raining today and the next few days. And I'm still dry. Nothing's dripping. It even looked like maybe there was a little patch of blue sky down in your neck of the woods. But at any rate, I looked at my weather app and stuff during the break. And my gosh, it doesn't look like I'm going to get any rain at all. It doesn't look like you are either down there. So
let me switch over to your area here. And it says 40% chance of showers, mainly after noontime for the Monroe area.
Yeah, and, well, that's been updated on mine, and it's absolutely zero chance of rain anytime today.
Well, the odds are in your favor on this one, too, with the 40% chance of showers. So that means it's a 60% chance you won't have showers.
Well, obviously not everybody compares notes on the weather, because I have a 5%, 4% chance, it says. 2% at, yeah, anyway, and I also looked at the radar feed, and, you know, they do the projected radar ahead, and there was no rain that came through. So, yeah, the good news is that I might get to do yard cleanup, poop scoop, and all that stuff, and it won't be raining. Yay! How fun is
We do just see a little bit of darker, kind of thicker clouds coming in from the south that are working their way up north. So it depends on, I guess, where that cloud decides to take its path.
Yeah, I could see rain in the south and rain coming up, but it didn't come past Seattle on my future projected radar. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, before I run out of time, I got to fill you guys in on everything. So I first, let's do a quick current events. Let's see, in the entertainment department, current events, what do we got? I don't have anything on the calendar for Northwest Stream Center right now. Should be getting more in soon. Let's see, we've got the Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Their annual 2025 furball auction and dinner will be May 10th. And 2025 Tuxes and Tails for Seattle Humane is May 17th at the Fremont Studios. We just heard from Meow, Marilyn, in the last hour that they have decided on their date for their annual Fine Wine and Feline fundraiser will be June 21st at the Cascadia College. The last thing I did find, just something new, Positive Alliance, one of our local rescues, and their news article just came out. There's an invitation. Positive Alliance is celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, and they want to celebrate with amazing supporters. So they want to join us for this fun, free, casual, and celebratory gathering. There will be cake, giveaways, and our board and staff are excited to connect with folks and talk about our plans this year and how you can get involved to help animals. It will be Sunday, March 23rd. 2 to 4 p.m. at the Figurehead Brewing Company. That's on 21st Avenue West in Seattle. It's in Magnolia, actually. It says, we're holding this event during Figurehead's Dog of the Day benefit, supporting Positive Alliance. Purchase a beer. $1 goes to support their program. And you can enter a contest to get a $50 gift card from Metro Dog. So that is Sunday, March 23rd. 2 to 4 p.m. At Figurehead Brewing in Magnolia to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Positive Alliance. All righty. Now, bird flu. Man, Nathan, there's some serious stuff going on. We still don't have all the answers. It's an ongoing thing. Part of the issues we're dealing with relate to what's going on within our government and the coup takeover. And in that process, a lot of government employees and agencies are just being chainsawed off the planet. And a lot of it has to do with health and well-being and viruses and all of that. And they, of course, fired all the people working on bird flu and all of that. And then they say, well, oops, we fixed that and we're hiring them back. But then there's issues. So we don't know if we're getting all the current information or not. So we're kind of on our own in learning what's going on here. We'll have a lot more details from Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org because they are the ones that really have all the latest details. But there's been some major developments here in this area because local raw food company, and it all involves raw chicken cat food. Many of us are raw food feeders. I mean, normally I would say the healthiest way to generally feed dogs and cats in most situations is raw food. Next healthiest would be home cooked food. Real food's always better than processed food. Yeah, but in this case, now the bird flu is apparently being transferred to cats, or seem to be susceptible to the bird flu, and they're getting it from eating raw chicken cat food that was contaminated with the virus. All right. And so I think we've got two cats. One cat has died, and the other cat's in the hospital still receiving treatment. Now, as a result of that, and I'll tell you who the company is and all of that in just a moment. As a result of that, from my understanding, just in the middle of this week, all of the major pet stores in the area, this would be the All the Best Pet chain, Mud Bay chains, and they've all pulled all raw poultry cat food out of their freezers and off their shelves. So my understanding is there's no raw poultry cat food available in pet stores in the area right now. And that's, you know, the normal out of an abundance of caution. They're taking it all out. And it's really understandable at this point because we don't know enough or have enough answers and all of that. So I have been powwowing with my preferred raw food and home-cooked pet food company, that is Natural Pet Pantry. They have a store in Kirkland in the Bridles Trails area. They have a store in Burien. They make frozen, raw, and home-cooked diets for dogs and cats. And you find their products in all the pet stores that do sell, you know, raw and home-cooked frozen diets. Up until this week, they've pulled everything out now, and they deliver for free. All right, so finding out what's going on with them. Now, they, of course, you know, had to pick up all of their raw poultry food from all the pet stores around the area this week, and they have posted a statement and given me this. So I'm going to read you as much of this as I can so that you have an idea of what's going on. This update is from February 25th, so the middle of this last week. It says, we continue to monitor the ongoing developments of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. They're calling it HPAI in the pet food industry. We are pausing production and sales of all poultry cat foods, chicken, turkey, duck. We have no reports of any issues with our products. Remember, this is Natural Pet Pantry, but are making this decision because there is simply too much uncertainty in the chain, the supply chain. Our commitment to finding safe alternatives. We understand how important raw feeding is to many of our customers, and we're working hard to find the best canned, cooked, and other safe raw poultry cat food options. Our team is actively researching and evaluating high-quality alternatives to ensure pets continue to receive nutrition they need. We want to be transparent. At this time, we don't have a date for when we will resume productions of Natural Pet Pantry raw poultry cat food. However, we're committed, you know, to providing products. Let's see. What has occurred? There have been several reports by a producer of raw cat food based in Washington State that their raw poultry cat food has been linked to cat illnesses and deaths. let's see. Natural Pet Pantry has sourced chicken from one of the same distributors. So I know the owner, Jeff, of Natural Pet Pantry has more concern about chicken raw food these days than turkey. Now, the other good news to know is that bird flu doesn't appear to be life-threatening virus to dogs. Although dogs can contract the HPAI through exposure to wild birds, there's been no reported cases of dogs becoming ill or dying, linked to pet food, at least in this country. So we're not sure how great the risk is. And, you know, when we're talking to Merritt and Beth, Beth is wearing gloves when she's handling her own personal chickens. We'll find out if that's changed and what more absolute, you know, evidence or truth that they have that they can share with us. But let's see. Then Natural Pet Pantry talks about to their knowledge, only one raw pet food company was testing their products for bird flu. Unfortunately, that same company was the one that was found to have the bird flu in their products, so the testing didn't work. So, you know, they're still wondering, well, should we make the food and then test it? But then what do we do? Anyway, so the retailers and the manufacturers just don't really know what to do yet. That's why the retailers have removed the raw cat food. If you're concerned about the bird flu, the easiest thing to do is change to non-poultry protein like pork, rabbit, venison. The other way to go is you can get the raw poultry food, but cook it. And you've got to cook it to an interior temperature of 165. You can add water or bone broth to retain the taurine. Apparently cooking will start to eliminate that. But all of this information, how to cook raw poultry food for your cats and how to give the vitamins and oil that they need if you're doing that, all of that information is on the naturalpetpantry.com website. Naturalpetpantry.com is where I'm getting all of this information, and you can pull it up yourself. So, I have to look. It's an uncertain situation. They think the risk is low right now, but out of the abundance of precaution, the pet stores have all pulled all the raw poultry cat food from the shelves, and at least Natural Pet Pantry has suspended making any more. So that's where we are. Nathan, it's kind of crazy. So now, my cats have all lives have eaten raw. Fortunately, I got kind of guided a while ago to find a canned food that they could eat or that they would eat and all of that. And so I've been kind of mixing. So intuitively, I just kind of got the information to kind of start changing and maybe switch. So I think I'm going to have to switch my kitties over to canned food and a cooked for it, because I don't know about. Anyway, so that's what I'm working on, and we'll get more from Merritt and Beth after the top of the hour. But it is something you need to pay attention to, and any concerns, cook the food or switch to canned temporarily. But, you know, knowing about this bird flu, it's we're not on top of it. It's just starting to happen in humans. Who knows? But I don't know. My gut kind of tells me at this point we might be done with raw poultry cat food for some time to come. I don't know. We're just going to have to pay attention. All righty. So we'll pick it up with Merritt and Beth after the top of the hour. It is time once again to roll out the love train and consider this. It's the wake-up call edition of the love train. If you are not aware of the serious situation our government is in at this time, the coup that's going on, the takeover that's happened, us changing sides in the middle of a war and deciding we want to be on the dictator's team instead of the leaders of the free world. There's a lot of crisis going on right now, and we really, really, really need to send all the love from the love train to Ukraine and Europe and hope they can hold the line against Russia. And then we want to be sending that love all over the country with a wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You need, and if you're not aware of all of this, you need a better source of news. Find one. Listen to Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell. You'll be caught up and you will know what's really going on. All righty. I still tell you, dancing is required because we got to get our energy up and get some exercise going. But we also want to get the energy flowing so we can send it around the country with wake up, wake up, wake up, and love, love, love for Ukraine and Europe. So I energize up the love train with the yogi energization prayer. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and pick you up. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Excuse me, it's coming right up, stick right where you are, and animals 24/7 after we go on the love train. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.